This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasain with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government had made noteworthy achievements in economic and infrastructure development in the last 3 years in office. Prime Minister inaugurates the three facades of reconstructed Singhdarbar, which was destroyed by the Gorkha earthquake. Cross-questioning on the writ filed against the dissolution of House concludes. Amicus Curie to continue the further deliberations. And access to the internet blocked for a second night running by Myanmar's new military rulers. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has inaugurated the retrofitted office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in the main administrative building, Singhdarbar. The historical structure had incurred massive damages during 2015 earthquake. Inaugurating the retrofitted Singhdarbar yesterday, except the Western Front, Prime Minister Oli argued that he was compelled to dissolve the House to defend the system and respect people's mandate. He claimed that he had no option except going to people, as some leaders within the party started harboring dangerous obsession with power and attempted to set up parallel government. He further said various attempts were made to hold the bills in the parliament in the name of discussions. The attempts were also made to obstruct recommendations and appointments in vacant posts in the constitutional bodies and hold the appointments in the name of parliamentary hearing. Reassuring the elections on stipulated dates, the Prime Minister questioned how the step to go to people would be regressive. Recalling the government's performance during the first two consecutive years, the Prime Minister said the government had been able to attain 7% economic growth in the first years and the growth rate was even higher in the second year. He also claimed that now the economy has grown dynamic in the post-pandemic period, ensuring a sharp economic growth. The Prime Minister stated the completion of employee adjustment, the endorsement of 89 new laws and 100 amendments in existing laws were some of the achievements of the government, claiming that even during the pandemic, the inflation had not gone more than 5%. The Prime Minister said the government completed reconstruction of Singhdarbar and Rani Pokhari and the work of reconstruction of Dharara was nearing completion. He also claimed 98% work of the construction of Gautam Buddha International Airport and 70% of work of Pokhara International Airport had been completed. Writ petitioners have concluded their pleadings at the constitutional bench, arguing that the Prime Minister has no right to dissolve the House. During their pleadings at the bench yesterday, senior advocates Krishna Prasad Bhandari, Raman Shrestha and Sambhu Thapa, among others, argued that the Prime Minister did not have special right beyond constitutional provision. Now the members of the amicus curiae are set to begin their pleadings today. Meanwhile, the four former Chief Justices have furnished their written reply to the Supreme Court in connection to the case of the contempt of the court. In their reply, former Chief Justices Meen Bahadur Rai Mazi, Anupraj Sharma, Kalyan Shrestha and Shushila Karki have claimed that their statement on against the dissolution of the House was the exercise of the right to freedom of speech. They denied being guilty of contempt of court. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has wished that social and moral values would prevail in every person in the country. Extending greetings on the occasion of the Sri Panchami today, Prime Minister Oli has stressed on the need to guide the society on moral and ethical grounds. He added that it was time to materialize the national campaign of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. Sri Panchami is celebrated every year on the fifth day of the bright half of the Hindu lunisolar calendar. The festival is dedicated to Goddess Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, language, music and all arts. The goddess symbolizes creative energy and power in all its form, including love. Kids start learning alphabets on the occasion of Sri Panchami, reaching various temples and pre-primary schools as well. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the industrialists to pay more attention on increasing production and creating employment in the country. Addressing the gathering of national industrialists organized by Nepal National Federation of Industries and Business yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the government would fully support to make the best use of land, forest and herbs. He further said that no sector should gain maximum benefits while another sector bears maximum loss at a time when there is adverse impact due to COVID-19. Prime Minister Oli mentioned that if this progress could be maintained, double-digit economic growth rate could be achieved within 2022. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has sent a congratulatory message to the newly appointed Prime Minister of Italy, Mario Draghi. Prime Minister Oli has extended his best wishes for the continued peace and prosperity of the people of Italy. A press statement issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that Prime Minister Oli expressed his desire to work closely with Prime Minister Draghi in productive areas such as trade and investment and towards strengthening people-to-people contacts in the years ahead. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has reiterated his remark that no one should comment on the sub judice cases in the court. Addressing a protest rally in Rupandehi organized by the Nepali Congress against the government's move to dissolve the house, Nepali Congress President Deuba said his party would make future strategies as per the verdict of the Supreme Court. He questioned whether the court's verdict relies on existing laws or on rallies. The Ministry of Health and Population has said Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 98.7%. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 272,800 infected people, more than 269,200 have recovered from the infection. As per the latest update of the ministry, the corona-related death toll in Nepal has now reached 2,055 with the confirmation of one additional death. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहान नै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यसै नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. Access to the internet appears to have been blocked for a second night running by Myanmar's new military rulers. UK-based Monitor Net Blocks reported a near total internet shutdown from one local time on Tuesday. It is the fourth shutdown since the 1st February coup as the junta tries to stifle dissent much of it online. Earlier, the military authorities announced stiff penalties for those opposing the coup leaders. Signs that another outage was imminent came after an internet service provider told that online access was being blocked. The latest shutdown follows a pattern aimed at disrupting continuing opposition to the coup, which overthrew elected leaders including long-time democracy campaigner Aung San Suu Kyi, who is still in custody. Authorities across the U.S. are on alert as the winter storm brings freezing winds, ice and snow to many areas that rarely see such frigid conditions. American President Joe Biden has approved a state of emergency in Texas, where a surge in demand for electricity has led to widespread power cuts. The National Weather Service NWS said more than 150 million Americans were now under winter storm warnings. Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, Oregon, and Oklahoma are among states affected. The freezing storm even reached northern parts of Mexico, where more than 4 million homes and businesses lost power early on Monday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the rest of the province, mainly fair in the rest of the province. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government has made noteworthy achievements in economic and infrastructure development in the last 3 years in office. Prime Minister Oli inaugurates the three facades of reconstructed Singha Darbar, which was destroyed by the Gorkha earthquake. Cross-questioning on the writ filed against the dissolution of House concludes. Amicus Curie to continue the further deliberations, and access to the internet blocked for a second night running by Myanmar's new military rulers. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.